Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Boots Day. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Lintz. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Terry Humphrey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie McAnally. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ernie McAnally. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Greg Gross. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting sixth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Griffin. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Tom Griffin. And now, play ball. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Helms reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger bunts towards the right side of the infield. Lintz fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lintz. Gross moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno takes first base on ball four. Gross moves to third. Metzger moves to second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley fields it, tags Watson out, and throws to home to double up Gross, who tagged and tried to score. Metzger moves to third. Cedeno moves to second. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a fly ball into left field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-0 in the game. Metzger hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-1 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0-for-1 in the game. Lentz bunts towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Helms covering, for the out. Day moves to second. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Day moves to third. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Day scores. Davis scores. Singleton moves to second. It's 2-0, Expos. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Griffin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson strikes out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive towards short. Foley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rader strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Astros nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Humphrey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Humphrey reaches second base with a double. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally is 0-for-1 in the game. McAnally hits a ball on the ground towards first. May fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on May. Humphrey moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Day hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Humphrey scores. McAnally moves to second. It's 3-0, Expos. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz is 0-for-1 in the game. Lintz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Lintz reaches second base with a double. McAnally scores. Day moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Expos. Mike Cosgrove now pitching. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Singleton is walked intentionally. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. May fields it and throws to home to get Day. Lintz moves to third. Singleton moves to second. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Lintz scores. Singleton moves to third. Fairley moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Expos. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. Helms hits a fly ball into left field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cosgrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cosgrove hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McAnally, and towards Foley, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Humphrey hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally is 0-for-2 in the game. McAnally strikes out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Day hits a fly ball into right field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cedeno is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 2 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lentz hits a fly ball into right field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into left field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards second. Helms scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 3 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Pepe Frias now playing third base. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 2 in the game. Helms takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cosgrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Helms moves to second. Mike Easler pinch hits for Mike Cosgrove. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Helms moves to third. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry Johnson now pitching. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Humphrey hits a fly ball into right field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally is 0-for-3 in the game. McAnally hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Day hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cedeno hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Frias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-3 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 5, and Houston Astros, 0. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.